Brought to you by DK Audio.
DK Audio presents Mars by Shauna Edson and Giles Sparrow, read by Anthony Hewson. Introduction. Welcome to Mars. Mars is full of history and mysteries that we are learning more about all the time. What is Mars like up close? Did it ever have life? How could we live there one day? In this book, we will answer these questions and more by exploring the past, present, and future of Mars. You will learn what we know about it now, and we'll consider the many things we don't understand yet. But before we begin, here are some useful things to know as you read about the amazing red planet. Useful things to know. Planet. A planet is an object in space that moves around the Sun. It is ball-shaped and can be made up of rock, gas, metal, ice, or a mixture of these materials. There are 8 known planets in our solar system. Martian. This describes anything to do with the planet Mars. Solar system. The solar system is the Sun and everything that travels around it. This includes planets, moons, dwarf planets, and other objects. The solar system is one small part of the Milky Way galaxy, which is a huge collection of stars and other space objects. Atmosphere. Most planets are wrapped in a layer of air called an atmosphere. A planet's gravity pulls the atmosphere close to it. Earth has an atmosphere made of nitrogen and oxygen gas, which we breathe every day. Mars also has an atmosphere. It is mostly made from carbon dioxide and is much thinner than Earth's. Rotation. All the planets rotate, or spin. One rotation is what we call a day. On Earth, this takes 24 hours. Each planet rotates at a different speed, so one day on another planet can be longer or shorter than on Earth. One Mars day, which we call a sol, is only about 37 minutes longer than an Earth day. Mass. The amount of material that makes up an object. Gravity. Objects are pulled towards other objects because of a force called gravity. How much gravity an object has depends on how much mass it has. It is a force that works even if two objects are not touching each other. But it is strongest when the objects are closest. The Sun's gravity pulls on the planets and objects in the solar system, and the objects pull back, even though they are millions of miles apart. Orbit. An orbit is a path that an object in space takes around another, which repeats over and over again. An orbit is an oval shape. Mars and the other planets travel around the Sun in orbits, and the Sun's gravity holds them there. Some planets orbit closer to the Sun than others. Their distance from the Sun affects how long they take to complete one orbit, which is called a revolution. On Earth, one revolution takes 365 days. This is why one year lasts this long. Mars is further from the Sun, so one revolution takes about 687 days. NASA. This stands for the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. It is an organization created by the US government, which is in charge of space exploration, developing technology, and sending missions to space. ESA. This stands for the European Space Agency. It is an organization created by governments from 22 countries in Europe and is dedicated to space exploration. It does research and plans many missions. Where is Mars? Our solar system is made up of the Sun and the planets, moons, and other objects that surround it. Mars is the 4th planet away from the Sun. There are 8 planets altogether. Usually, the closer a planet is to the Sun, the hotter it is at its surface. Imagine standing near a campfire on a cold day. The closer to the fire you stand, the warmer you feel. Earth and Mars are at the right distance for their surfaces to be neither too hot nor too cold. The planets further away from the Sun are much colder. Asteroid belt. Between Mars and Jupiter, our solar system has a huge ring of millions of moving rocks. These rocks, called asteroids, are probably left over.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?